Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and we are coming back on a Tuesday interview. We are interviewing a guest tonight, and so we are doing that, and then, you know, yeah, we are waiting for her to call in. Let me see. Hold on. Hello, you on mail? Okay, well, I guess that wasn't the person I'm talking about. So I'm waiting for Nadia to call in. I think, Bobby's on here. Oh, cool.
Hey.
Bobby too. And B, you on the air?
Hi.
I mean, Nadia, don't listen to me. B, Nadia.
Hi. Because I heard that I'm not
So, yeah, we are this, we are waiting on our guest, to come on.
Did you get my message, the last one?
Yeah. So, okay, let me see.
I'm wondering if
okay. You want to introduce our guest just in case this is who?
Sure. So, our guest tonight is going to be Laurie Berkner. She is a French music artist that writes children's songs.
Yeah, and let's see. Laurie, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. I've been talking for a few minutes, but I don't think you guys could hear me. I'm not sure why. It just says that I was unmuted like a second ago, but I wasn't muted on my end. Anyway, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to a crazy show, and I will take the few couple questions, then Nadia will, and then co-host will. And so, so how did you start in the business?
I think I heard you saying that I'm a French children's musician, which I'm not. I was born in France, but I am American, and my parents just happened to be there. So that I know that can be confusing because I think it says in some places on the internet that I'm French because
yeah.
I was born there.
Yeah, because on Google it says a French music artist, so that's why I said that.
Got it. I have been working with kids, preschool age kids generally, but lots of different ages for about 25 years. I started as a music teacher, and I ended up writing songs for the kids and recording them. And then I had a chance to start using to be in a television show called Jack's Big Music Show on Noggin and do some other television things that gave me a lot more awareness of my music. And so from then I just continued to write and record and make videos and books and a lot of other things.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, because, you know, I think sometimes for the kids, I feel left out of really good music. Like when the grown-ups are playing really good songs and they, you know, want to listen to it, but sometimes the things are not as appropriate for little kids, you know. Yeah, I think that is really, you know, cool. You did an album, and so how was the process of doing this?
Of making an album or being,
kids album, yeah.
Well, I have 14 kids albums, and I've done them various ways. So most recently, because of the pandemic, I did a lot of it remotely. But I've done it different ways, many different ways over the years. I guess most recently I work more with my band. So I'll write the music and send it to them and they listen and then they come into the studio and we come up with parts together and I kind of pull the songs together that way.
Well, I think that is awesome because, you know, kids love music and then I read, and I hope I didn't read this wrong, but when COVID-19 hit, starting May 1st, 2019, you started Becker's Break, a Facebook Live, the 30-minute event. You know, for song, the reading, you know, to wash their hands and social distancing, doing, you know, the crazy COVID-19. So what gave you the idea to start with that?
Yeah, well, partly it was that I knew a lot of kids were not able to go to school. And they were not getting music necessarily at home in the same way that they might have at school. So I wanted to create a consistent situation where parents could help their kids just turn on music that they knew was going to be appropriate for them. And so we did it for a while. I did it 5 days a week. And then as school was naturally ending, I went down to just a few days a week, but we did do close to 100 of those, and it was really fun. Different themes, and just having that consistency of singing with kids every day, I think, hopefully gave them something to look forward to that was musical and enjoyable.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I always said from the very beginning of this COVID-19 stuff, I am so glad I am grown up because I don't know what I would have done. My cousin and I say that every time we talk, we will be in heck for all COVID-19 if it happened in the 90s because there was nothing besides TV. I mean, there was no internet. There was nothing. And I don't think they could have even done school. Online, because online was just starting up then. So I think it would have been really curious how they could have done it back then, because now, you know, you have, you know, the web and, you know, they are doing hybrid school with a lot of the kids right now. So I just think that, you know, the whole, you know, not being able to see their friends, I think, took the biggest hit on the kids than actually being in school. You know, some kids love school, some kids hate school, so some of them thought it was, you know, great. Some of them didn't. So I thought that was totally awesome that you did that. And so what are your favorite songs that you sing?
That's a good question. I mean, that I have a song called My Family that I really like to sing. And also more recently, I wrote a song called Chipmunk at the Gas Pump about a little chipmunk who has to jump up to reach the gas pump, and then he changes it into an electric charging station. So I really like singing that one because there's also a lot of jumping in it.
Oh my God, well, that is cool. I mean, because, you know, I mean, you have worked a lot of albums and stuff, and, you know, that is a really cool thing. And if parents are listening, where can they find your albums at?
You can get them, like, you can stream them anywhere on Amazon or Spotify, Google Play. You can also buy them on Amazon and online through stores like Target and Walmart and stuff, or at my website, LoriBerkner.com.
Oh, okay. And so before I let Nadia take a couple of questions, but you used to perform as student musician at birthday party gigs. How was that? Because I would think that would be a fun gig to do. Besides, maybe they give you cake at the end. You know, I mean, funny, but...
True. I got a lot of cake in those days, and yeah. Pizza, a lot of pizza. I mean, I did start out that way mostly because I was often asked by parents of the kids that I was their music teacher, hey, my kids love the songs that you do in the class. Nobody else, you know, you wrote a lot of those songs, so would you come and sing them at my kid's birthday party? And then when I started, I had actually, this was long enough ago that I made cassette tapes when I started, and they would often give out the cassette tapes in the goodie bag, and then people who had come to that birthday party would then call me and say, hey, my kid really liked that cassette tape. Could you come to my kid's birthday party and sing these songs? So I did a lot of them in the beginning, and it actually... I think it's part of the reason that I switched from doing adult music was I remember like playing until 4 a.m. at a bar and then getting up a few hours later, showering all the smoke off and getting dressed to go out and play in a park for a child's birthday party. And I thought, wow, everybody here is happy and smiling and jumping around, and they're asking me to play songs that I wrote. And last night, everyone was frowning and drunk and screaming at me to play, like, Freebird. So it was, I realized I had a lot more fun doing the kids' music.
Well, I think it's really, really awesome, I mean, to do kids' parties like that because you know, you need to, you know, be able to, you know, make it fun. And that would be I never would think to do that at a kid's party. I would never think about hiring someone to come in and sing. I would say to you when I was growing up, that, you know, is awesome. And Nadia, I know you have a couple of questions.
Yes. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Nadia.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So a couple of my questions. So my first question is going to be, so you have a new album that's out or going to be coming out. It's called The Best of Lori Berkner's Band. And it has a lot of really great music. And I was talking to a couple of parents that when I because my tutor that I had in high school, she, for her kids, she listens to you and another one of my friends that I met versus Zooms, when they saw that you were going to be on the show tonight, they really loved the song called We Are the Dinosaurs. Can you explain to us about your album a little bit more and the songs that are included in it?
Yes. I do want to clarify something, which is that Best Of album, I'm not sure where you got your information, but that came out a long time ago, many years ago, and probably 10 years ago. We Are the Dinosaurs was one of the first songs I ever wrote. It was the first song on my first album, which came out in 1997. But I did have an album released in March. It's called Let's Go. And there are a bunch of songs on there. But I'm happy to talk about We Are the Dinosaurs. That is definitely a very beloved song of mine. And it was actually the first song I remember writing, where I basically came into the classroom with kids and I had a very hard time as a music teacher when I started. I didn't know what I was doing. I felt like I didn't know how to talk to the kids. And I remember trying lots of sort of traditional kids songs and having the kids just seem uninterested. And so finally I looked around and I said, what do you guys want to sing about? Just tell me what you want to sing about and we can sing about it. And one kid yelled out, dinosaurs. And then a whole bunch of other ones in the room said, yeah, dinosaurs. I said, great, everybody stand up. We're going to march around. Just follow me. We're going to be dinosaurs. And I just started playing in a minor key and marching, and I made up some song and was about marching around and being dinosaurs. And then they got very, very loud and roaring, and I said, okay, everybody stop and eat your food and on the ground. And they all stopped and ate their food on the ground, and the roaring died down. And then we got up and marched again. And so I did that, and they loved it. And the next time they came back, they said, sing that dinosaur song again. And I couldn't remember exactly what I had sung that day, so I kind of made it up again. And eventually it just became the song We Are the Dinosaurs that I recorded for that first album, which is called What Do You Think of That?
Oh, wow. And then you also did Bumblebee Buzz Buzz.
That was my second album. Yep, that's the name of that was one of the songs on there. That was another one. Go ahead.
And then the Goldfish, Let's Go Swimming.
That was on my third album. Yeah.
Okay.
That's from Victor Vito, which is
Victor
also a
Vito,
song that's on the Best Of.
And then Pig on Her Head.
Yep. Yeah,
and
that's
then
that was a fun.
Oh, go ahead. You can continue about Pig on Her Head. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I wrote that song because a couple years after I became a music teacher, just the music teacher, like I would go into different schools and work with the kids just doing music and daycare settings. And in this one daycare, I went in and they didn't have a special music room. I had to do music in their classroom, but they had like a circle time area. So I would always meet the kids on the circle time rug. And when I went there that day, they had been playing with plastic animals. And this one kid, I remember his name was Marco. He had a pig, a plastic pig, and he had it on his head. And he wouldn't put it away. And I looked at him and I thought, should I make a big deal about this and, like, you know, tell him we can't start until he puts the pig away or something like that? Or we could just sing about it, and that might be more fun. So I just started singing, Marco has a pig on his head. Marco has a pig on his head. Marco has a pig on his head, and he keeps it there all day. Marco, what does your pig say? And then he made an oink oink sound. And then I said, okay, everybody find an animal in the bin and put it on your head. And then we sang about all the kids and all of their animals. And I didn't even think it was a song. But they asked me to do it again the next week. And when I recorded it, I actually it has grown into more. Like, I have a recording of it just about singing about kids or family members with animals on their heads, but when I do it live, it has even grown further that we then, I have the kids all put their hands on their shoulders and on their head and do different movements together. And it's become a very sort of fun, beloved song to do at all of my shows. So just that was a good choice I made that day to write that song instead of just getting upset.
Wow, that's awesome. So I also heard that that you do, is it true that you do have you done off Broadway?
Yes, I've written the music to three different shows.
Mm-hmm. What shows were they?
One was called Wanda's Monster. So they were each one of them was based on a children's picture book. One was Wanda's Monster, and the second one was called The Amazing Adventures of Harvey and the Princess, which was about a mine. Mm-hmm. And Wanda's Monster was about a girl who has a monster in her closet who she befriends. And the third one was called Interstellar Cinderella, which was sort of a futuristic telling of the Cinderella story. And I think we're going to do a sequel for that one, so that should be fun.
Awesome. Now, I'm not sure if you're willing to tonight or not, but are you willing to sing one of your songs for us tonight? Or
sure.
Okay. Can you possibly do We Are the Dinosaurs? Because I think that's everyone's favorite.
Sure, I can definitely do that. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I need to get my guitar out. I was not completely ready, so give me a sec.
That's fine. No problem.
Okay. Okay. Should I just jump right in?
Sure.
Let's see if I can. I'm gonna put the phone somewhere where you're both of me. How does this sound?
Perfect.
I'm gonna just tune up a little. I pretend to fall asleep on the floor, and all the kids yell on the count of three, "Wake up, Lori!"
Roar!
Roar!
Why? Because we are dinosaurs.
Yay. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for doing that, too, as well.
Sure.
Carly, hold on a second. So we also, yes, I have one more thing to tell her. So I'm sure you know the power journalist, Marcos.
Yes, I do.
Yes, unfortunately he couldn't call in tonight because he's busy with his other interviews, but he wanted me to say hello to you for him.
Oh, great.
And
you can say hello back for me.
And I told him that he was funny. He was like, "She's the queen. We are the dinosaurs." Everybody loves that. So, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for doing that song for everyone. And I'm just going to turn the interview over to Carly again, because then we have other callers as well.
Yeah,
okay.
We have Bobby waiting by. Let's see, where is Bobby? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Hey. I have a question. Do you have any children of your own? And do you sing these songs to them?
Well, she's 16 now, so no more.
well, when she was younger, I should say.
Oh, when she was younger, I did. I used to sing, and I made up a lot of songs. While I was putting her to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
Or walking around.
Now, when you talk about the songs you made up, the songs actually get released onto your album, or you just made them up?
Some of them ended up on my albums, and some of them didn't. Like, if they were more personal, I didn't record them, but I wrote a lot of songs with her, one called Balance Beam, she loved to balance on the curb and pretend it was a balance beam. There's another song called Your Beautiful Eyes, which I used to sing to her when she was falling asleep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know that probably kids that watch Nick Jr. or Disney Jr. who listen to these songs probably should also listen to some of your work as well, or some of the other works of other people from by Googling YouTube for children's songs, and not necessarily Baby Shark.
I agree with you.
Right. Well, that's it. So I just want to say you have a good night, and when you get back to doing work with children, whether it be virtually or in person, once things get back to normal, then I just wish you well, and just know that they're kids, so know that it can get a little wild. So well, as long as you don't have to tell the teacher or the parents to just slow them down before they get in trouble.
Great. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Yeah, you have a good night.
You too.
Okay, Bobby. And thank you so much, Lori, for calling in. And, you know, anytime you have a new thing to promote, let Nadia know, and we will get you on the air, right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Thanks. You too, Carly. Thanks, Nadia. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let me bring Bobby back. Bobby, are you here?
Hello? Can you
yes,
hear me?
You are on.
Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I didn't know if you could hear me or not when Carly muted me like just a minute ago and then unmuted me before I could ask.
What did you say?
I just said, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Veronica
wasn't feeling well, so she said she couldn't call in tonight.
Okay,
Dee wasn't feeling good, Maggie wasn't feeling good. So when is our next show, Nadia?
Our next show is Friday. So it will be Thursday.
I thought we were having
a show on
Thursday.
My days are getting mixed up. Hold on. I got to get the schedule out.
Or is it tomorrow? I don't know.
So the next show is, when's the 29th?
That's Thursday.
Yep, so John McDonough.
So on Thursday, right?
John McDonough. On Thursday,
yes.
Yep. Same time.
8 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock Carly time.
Yes.
And then
yep.
We have on Friday, we also Mark Carlo, who was on As the Raccoon, who will be also doing the SoapCon on May 1st. We will have him Friday at 11 my time, 3 p.m. East Coast time. So, yeah.
That's two. It's two.
Yep. And
Yes. But, Carly, I found something very interesting when I was reading my Soap Digest. Robin, who we had on the show many times before, had a great story on her. There was a great story on her in Soap Digest.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say that don't ask me anything about these right now. I need to catch up on yesterday and today, and also you know, I'm looking so forward to having a Thursday show and a Friday show, and you know, we won't be on the air tomorrow, but we will be back on the air on Thursday, so, and I have a doctor appointment I really don't want to go to tomorrow, but, you know, I have to, so, yeah. So, have a great night, everyone. What is everyone doing tonight?
I'm just going to probably just relax and just probably go to bed a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm. Just relax. Just relax.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do some writing and just relax. And, you know, I'm thankful my appointment is not until 1 tomorrow. I'm so glad I didn't take the early appointment just because I really, really would hate myself later for taking the early, you know, appointment. So, yeah. Have a great night, everyone. And remember, okay, yes, General Hospital did get cut in from what I'm hearing for about 5 minutes of the East Coast speed today. That's what I've been hearing.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
It's just cut off in our area because we're under the 3 o'clock area that Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, and Houston. And so Maggie and I got
no, no, you're wrong. It was 11:59.
No, 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 no. We're on the 3 o'clock time frame. Being the 3 o'clock zone in the West Coast, it didn't get cut off. But in Boston and the areas that get at 2 or 1 o'clock central,
Bobby,
it did.
Bobby, it was right before Y&R was gonna start here. It was like 5 minutes before Y&R at 11 our time. You know, so that would be 2 o'clock East Coast time, and they get General Hospital. And they probably missed five minutes of it.
I think it's in North Carolina because our area has it on at 3 o'clock. Now, because Raleigh had it on at 3. Charlotte and had it on at 2. So I get the Raleigh station, and we had it on at 3. Same area as New York and Philadelphia and Chicago and Houston. And so Veronica didn't miss the whole thing, and Maggie didn't miss the whole thing.
Okay, Bobby. No one missed all of General Hospital today. I don't know where you gained that from, because they broke into the view, and then they brought the news conference. And then it ended like 10 minutes later. So, yeah. And, Nadia, let me know what you see on UTV tonight when you watch it.
Well, I watch Hulu, so Hulu gives the whole thing, regardless if it got cut or not.
Yeah, I mean, it got into 10 minutes of buying out, so, you know, and... I guess now
because of course they
everyone
had Biden. Because they had Biden speaking for 5, and then they had the talking heads on for another 5 to recap what we learned and to say stay tuned for more on the evening news or on your local news later on today.
Well, all I was gonna say before I was interrupted was now I guess people that are fully vaccinated don't have to wear the mask, but around people that are not vaccinated, even though I still think I'm going to wear my mask until this is over. I don't know about you guys, but
I'm just waiting to see what our I'm sorry.
I don't feel like taking the risk because we still don't know everything about this COVID-19 stuff. How do you feel,
Nadia? Well, definitely, I'm still going to wear it inside. Because, I mean, outside I don't care, but inside I do. Still. I still don't trust it, you know?
I'm probably not going to take no chances regardless, because I'm just waiting for what our governor said, and he has a meeting to sometime later on. This might be tomorrow, it might be Thursday, it might be Friday, and I'm hoping it's at 2 where it can interrupt Rachel Ray, and not 3 where it interrupts General Hospital where I am, because he will lay down the rules for what got set for May, but as far as June goes, don't allow us to wear masks, so I don't know if that will change with his upcoming speech or what. So I'll be curious to find out when he has his press conference.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we are getting to the other side of this. But for Washington, we might go back to phase 2. Not a happy camper about this at all, because phase 2, you know, if we go back, I'm going to scream. I mean, I cannot wait for all of us to be out of this, you know, mess. So, yeah, have a great night, and we will talk to everyone on Thursday.
All right, good night,
yep.
Nadia and Carly.
All right, good night, Bobby. Have a good night.
Okay, bye, Bobby. Bye.
All right. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.